welcome to the Faith and Fandom Podcast. This is Hector Mirai. I'm coming to you today with an Artist's Alley Aftermath. It's actually more of an alley aftermath on this episode, because today I'm going to be talking about our time set up at the Fayetteville Dogwood Festival, specifically the book market portion of the Fayetteville Dogwood Festival. The Dogwood Festival is an event that happens in the spring in North Carolina, in Fayetteville, every year. It's a big deal. Fayetteville, North Carolina is flooded with people and vendors and all that jazz, but even more so, coincidentally, it lined up with the fact that Fayetteville does a cool outdoor event called Fourth Friday every week, and it has vendors and artists and stuff like that. So it just timed out that the Fourth Friday was on the Dogwood Festival, and they had a special book market section where an entire corner of the downtown area where all the people were was going to be filled with authors. And I got to be part of that, and it was really cool. And so, yeah, I was going to just tell you about that a little bit. So imagine the most crowded street festival you've seen, and it's that. It's that kind of vibe. Where it gets interesting is this week I was also DJing and officiating the wedding of one of our Comic-Con family friends, a person I met at cons and have had a church relationship with since, and did their premarital counseling and all this jazz. And they were getting married, which just so happened to be they're getting married in the same block of downtown Fayetteville that I was doing the Dogwood Festival. So it worked out really well. I drove my car in to the parking deck, loaded all your sound equipment into the wedding venue, set that up, and then I only brought enough of my booth to set up where I could roll it in on one small cart through a city. So I parked in a parking deck, and realistically, I don't know, 600 yards, like two football fields, is what I walked through a city of people to set my stuff up. And so I had a folding table, which had to bring your own table, which I don't expect them to set up tables for everybody. I had a folding table. I had just my books and stickers and a tablecloth and my banner. That was it. And the rack for the books. I didn't bring candles. I didn't bring shirts. I just didn't know what the whole vibe was going to be. Plus, I had to load it all in with sound equipment anyway. So I had to be selective in what went down. And it was, oh, and I brought a tent to cover it because it was like 40% rain. And I'll say this, it was super chaotic rolling all that stuff past like belly dancers and funnel cakes and dance teams, all that stuff. It was a lot of people. Not as many on Friday as there were on Saturday, but there's a lot of people walking through this downtown area with my cart full of gear. And I got set up, and I try to always be early for setup stuff, but you had to set up starting at 5 and had to be ready by 6, which I didn't bring that much stuff. It was incredibly windy as the event was starting, so I had to hang my heavy backpack, which had my laptop and a bunch of other stuff. I had to hang my backpack from the tent to keep it from blowing away. So that was its own thing. But I was set up next to another author friend named Law Bullock. Bullock. It's one of those words I just, now that I've said it, I can't say it the right way. But Law is a photographer and a poet, and I've done many, many, many events with Law over the course of the last 10 years. And Law's a poet, and he's cool, and he has a great heart. And so we were set up next to each other, and Law did not have a table, and his plan for a table fell through, and it just so happened I had a spare table. So all worked out. But we were set up next to each other, and if you've ever been in downtown Fayetteville, there is a market house. It is also a market house, which is a highly debated and controversial structure within Fayetteville, because the market house is like the centerpiece of Fayetteville. It's like the logo for Fayetteville. But hundreds of years ago, it was also a place where people were auctioned off for slavery. So it's one of those spots where Can a piece of history be redeemed past its past? And there's a lot of debate for it. Some people want it torn down. Some people want it restructured. But either way, that's, I was set up right in front of that. I was kind of up on a ledge, but, you know, I was right there where the food trucks were. So there was tons and tons of foot traffic of people walking by. And within the first few minutes of people walking by, I had some sales of families just like, oh, that's really cool. I could buy that for my kid. And they would come and ask questions. And, you know, it was neat. So I got to do that. And I was pretty surprised that within just a few minutes of being set up there, had some really good interactions. But one of the standout actions was there's a family that came up. There was a mom and several kids. And the mom was kind of pointing to me as she was walking over. And I was like, they were deliberately coming to find me, which was great. And this mom brought a teenage son. And she said, see, I told you. And this was a cool moment because this kid looked at me and said something that I've felt in my soul before, but I don't know that I'd said it out loud, but I've heard other people say it too. He said, I thought I was the only Christian geek. Like, this kid loves Jesus and loves nerdy stuff, and he thought he was the only person in the world who felt that type of way. And so he was encouraged, he was surprised, he was warm-hearted over the situation. And we talked about my books, and I told him what kind of stuff was in them. But also, he told me about this YouTube series that he's going to make, kind of like a faith-based Power Rangers type vibe. And we talked about his stuff, and it was just really cool. And his mom brought him there to meet me, but also brought him there to get him books. And so it was a really cool experience, and I enjoyed that. And like, I think out of the whole night I was there, it was only like a 6 to 9 or whatever, but I think I had 3 strong moments where people just came to the booth and talked to us or bought stuff. But because I was up on an elevation and on a corner, there's a lot of people that could see me, and they could see me at a distance without actually having to come anywhere near me. So it's like they could read the table and make up their own mind what they were doing. Normally in a Comic-Con, people have to walk within 4 feet of you. This was like you could be, you know, 20 yards away, read my table and be like, nah, I'm good. But it was still a good experience. A couple families deep in that. And then another one was that there was a mom of a young child, because there's a little kid in a stroller. And she came by the booth and she was reading stuff. And I didn't realize it until halfway through my spiel of talking about what our books are, that English wasn't her primary language and that she was struggling really hard to get the full grasp, because she'd listen, her and her husband would like listen to me, and then she'd like come over and talk to him for a minute, and he was basically just translating for me. And I realized that and kind of changed how I was approaching it pretty quickly. But even then, she like was just really excited about the books, and she got both of our kids' books. And you know, it was a good experience. And it's the first time outside of a poetry event and outside of Fayetteville Comic Con that I've had my books set up in Fayetteville. Well, I've done some library stuff too. Never mind. But like, I've never been just out in the public for it to see like that. So it was a cool experience in that capacity. I did enjoy it. I did get tired of the sound of generators and the smell of Korean hot dogs, mainly because I wanted one and I was hungry. On that note, I was in downtown Fayetteville for this thing, and so I ate at Archway, which is absolutely my favorite spot to eat at in Fayetteville. It's a smash burger place where it just has a list where you pick out what you want to go on your burger, and then you just fill it out and they make it fresh for you. My go-to recommendation is a bacon cheeseburger with pimento cheese, hot and melty. Add a fried green tomato, sriracha, chipotle mayo, and on the side, just a pickled okra. That's me. That's my go-to banger. But I had that right before the show started. And like that was when it was still windy. And I set my booth up and was like, you know what? I don't even care anymore. I just want a hamburger. So I was like, if my booth blows away while I'm gone, you know, Lord be with me. One negative, but also kind of a funny negative, was there was a lady that was walking with another lady and two kids, and she read my booth from probably 10 yards away, and she started cussing and yelling and screaming at the fact I existed. You could watch her and hear her say, "What the bleep?" And she just started like pointing and screaming and yelling, like, "Who let this happen? Why is this here?" And she was so angry. Now, sometimes I'm very sensitive and my heart is wounded when stuff like that happens. But this lady was funny and it made me giggle. So I am so sorry I pooped in that lady's respective cornflakes. But it made me giggle. The event went well. It was a quick 3 hours, you know. I will say this. I didn't fully plan on being out in the dark, because the lighting situation got dark about 8:30. And about the last half hour, I kept scooting my entire booth closer and closer to a street light to have some more visibility. So I need to plan on for more of these Fourth Fridays actually bringing some lighting, so that my booth is still visible, because it absolutely was not. Yeah, lesson learned. It was a cool experience. I did enjoy it. Lauren at the Fourth Friday Cool Springs Downtown District has gone to bat for me even before there was a conflict, but of the idea of not everyone's going to be a fan of Faith and Fandom being a part of their Fourth Friday stuff. But she was going to bat for me, and she was letting me know that, you know, it was cool for us to be there, and I really appreciated that. That being said, it was a neat event. A couple of the people didn't show. The weather was crappy, and, you know, it is busy, and it was a hard thing to actually get all that through there. And by the time I was rolling all that stuff down at the end, I was exhausted. But it was neat. It was a neat experience. It was hard to separate just that from the wedding and everything else, and it was almost like the book experience was kind of an afterthought. But I got to make good connections with several people, even if it was just that one kid finding out he wasn't alone and being the only Christian geek. And then his mom went on later within the week to share and promote my stuff and push me and tell people that, you know, they should check my stuff out. So it was neat knowing that just being out there was a connection piece for other people. So grateful for the Fayetteville Dogwood Festival and for Fourth Friday. I'll probably be at some more Fourth Fridays throughout the year if I'm not overbooked. And yeah, so pretty neat experience. And with that, just to let you know a couple things we do have coming up, because in the next week, I'm going to be at three different places with Faith and Fandom. So that's going to be a party. The first one is going to be in Concord, North Carolina, at Concord MicroCon on May 6th. On May 10th through 11th, I'm going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina, at the Carolina Movement Pastors/Leaders Conference, kind of presenting Faith and Fandom as curriculum for churches and ministries. And then on May 13th, I'm going to be at Asheboro Library Comic-Con out there for that, kind of all back-to-back-to-back-to-back. So yeah, pretty cool. Before I go, just want to take a moment to thank our Patreon supporters. Ron Poteet, Tesh Norton. And some of these, I got to contact y'all because y'all are cool and you're new people. Scott Ward, Alicia Benson, Candace Davis, Jay Sheed, Jillian, Jason Crutchfield, Mike Perna, Todd Turner, John Jacobs, Zach Harris, Caleb Grimm, Jeanette Skaggs, Chris Poirier, Jason Bullock, Christina Ray, Sarah Lewis, Patrick Gale, Rebecca Godlove, and Adam Davis. There's a whole gaggle of y'all. Y'all are so awesome. Thank you for supporting and help making Faith and Fandom possible, because I'm telling you, these last few months, it really felt like it wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for y'all. So thank you. And yeah. We also have the next book is at the editors right now and in the process of getting chopped and filleted or whatever, so that we can have it out for this summer. But thanks for listening. Thanks for just caring enough to see how these events go. And I'll be filling you in on the next gaggle events as they pop up. Hope you have a great day, and God bless you.